Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Premier New England Patriots, defensive and number 98, Trey Flowers.
I just want to say, thanks for everybody in the New England area, showing the Patriots support. We couldn't have did it without y'all. This number 6, we want 7.
Is there a hurricane? What are you talking about?
A hurricane whistle.
Trey Flowers!
I know we're getting to Trey Flowers here, but the most important thing that may come out of this little snippet there, who the hell is that stadium announcer? The ring announcer, Michael Jordan from North Carolina!
Patriots defensive at number 98, Trey Flowers!
Sarge has got some competition out there. Give me some of that guy. Give me some more of that guy. Wow. Fired up out west there. Where was he at?
Springfield.
That's out there. A little poke out there.
T-Birds.
Are you tough enough?
So, Trey Flowers says he wants number 7. Not satisfied with 6. He wants 7.
Good.
It doesn't sound like a guy who's eager to leave.
It doesn't sound like a guy that is headed out west to, say, Arizona to train his ass off for the beginning of free agency, which starts next week, which I can't wait for. It's the start of the new league year where you just kick things off and the frenzy and people coming after you and setting up visits and flying. His mindset is, I want number 7. This didn't happen a month ago right after winning it. This just happened. That's good. The timing of it is great. Tells me that they are in contact with him as far as wanting to still retain his rights and keep him here long term. And they've done this with the guys they've drafted, high draft picks that have hit free agency, likes of Devin McCourty, likes of Dante Hightower. Go out, see what's out there, check it out, and keep in contact with us. But we don't want you to go anywhere.
Well, yeah, it's like Devin McCourty.
Yeah.
It's like that situation when he nearly got a deal with the Ravens.
More so with McCourty, I'd say, than Hightower, because there were some injury concerns with Hightower where maybe he didn't pass a physical or two with one of the teams.
All right, but it's the same Jets approach from the Patriots.
From the Patriots, right.
Which is go out there, see if you get a deal. See what you get. I would say McCourty is the best example of it. They sent McCourty, and you know who else they did this with?
Edelman?
Julian Edelman.
People forget that.
They also did it to Julian Edelman, where they said, go ahead, hit the market. And where did he go? He went to the Giants. Remember he took that visit with the Giants?
Yeah, they did it with Welker, too. But the problem was they signed Danny Amendola while Welker's visiting teams. They brought Danny in backdoor.
I think they were moving
on from
Welker.
I think
they wanted the appearance that they were trying to keep Welker when they weren't really trying all that hard to keep Welker.
I think the owner wanted to keep Welker more so than football did.
But I think that might be their approach here. Go test the market. And Edelman's not as similar in this case, even though I think it was the same approach, because they knew they weren't going to have to pay numbers that are close to a franchise tag. Whereas with McCourty and really McCourty in this aspect.
I think it's really McCourty.
So much Hightower.
Yeah.
McCourty, that was big money they paid him.
Yep. Yeah, that was like top tier type safety type money, right at the bottom of that
and
final top tier.
Did the Patriots offer beat the Ravens offer? I don't think it did. I think it was in the same ballpark, and the money wasn't that different.
But you're there.
And so the decision was, I'm going to stay where I'm at. The money's not great enough for me to leave and switch what I'm doing.
Think about it for Trey, too. You've been to Super Bowls for 3 straight years. You won 2. You lost 1. You've been there. You've been in the mix. You've been at AFC title games. We're always there. That's what you have, that selling point. And we want you. And you have the McCourty example, and you have Hightower there to also speak to him in the process and maybe go pick their brains to why they wanted to come back too. You know, it's a good leader, Devin McCourty, right there. If you're going to use McCourty for any other leadership activity, this is one here.
Well, maybe what they're thinking is that they are willing to pay Trey Flowers a lot of money, right? Yeah. That they are. They're saying, like in the McCourty case,
you've earned
hey, we're willing to pay this guy.
Yeah.
We're willing to pay Devin McCourty a lot of money. Maybe not the top dollar. Maybe not every last penny that he can get on the market, but we're willing to be in that same range. We're not going to bid against ourselves. We're not going to start the bidding.
Right.
We'll be the last to bid, not the first.
And you're not like the Dallas Cowboys. It's just going to slap a tag for the second year and pay a guy at 120% what his salary is. You're paying 17 one year, 20 the next, 37 guaranteed over 2 years. You know, but I think you're going to respect the player, Tom. We love you. We could tag you. We're not going to tag you to piss you off. Because really, players don't want to get tagged. They want that guaranteed money. They want, show me the money in the first 3 years of the deal. And, yeah, we love you. We want to pay you. We're going to pay you. But you've earned this right to go out and hit free agency. Go out and see what's out there. Yeah.
So I think that there's hope. There's hope that the Patriots are in that department where they say, you know what, we're gonna let him hit the market, and then when he's going to come back, he's going to pay us. We're going to pay him. If they've gauged the market well and they have a good idea of what the offers will be, then I think that's good. They'll probably, you know, do a good job at trying to retain him. If they've misgauged, if they have, you know, sort of made their assessment and they're off, they might lose him because they're not willing to pay it. So it's really, my hope is they know the kind of money he's going to get offered on the market, and they're willing to get up into those high numbers.
Right.
And that you have a positive outcome the same way you did with Hightower, the same way you did with McCourty, to a much lesser degree, the same way it happened with Julian Edelman. Go test the market and then come back to us. So that's the latest on that situation. But as you heard, he was in Springfield. More on that coming up in a minute. I did just want to give you one piece of information. You already heard Zoe say earlier, and also ESPN had reported that Robert Kraft does not have to be in court on the 28th. From Robert Kraft's attorney, a statement saying this is a routine procedural hearing that the court sets based on its schedule. The notice of appearance by the defendant is boilerplate, but in fact, the lawyer appears for the defendant in a misdemeanor case. The defendant does not appear.
We also have a bit of information just coming from Phil Perry.
Sure.
Another lawyer added to the team. Highly sought after New York attorney Alex Spiro has been retained as counsel for Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Spiro has represented a long list of big-name clients, including Jay-Z, Mick Jagger, Julian Edelman, and Aaron Hernandez.
That's where I remember Spiro from, Hernandez. Wow.
So adding to the legal team.
Okay, so now he's got three high-powered trial attorneys that are on the case.
Big ones. Biggies.
Misdemeanor.
All right, then. Well, that's the latest. Another attorney added to the team. Why have one or two when you can have three or four, five or six?
Maybe more.
How many more will be added to the misdemeanor case by the time it's over? All right, 617-779-0985. As we said, Trey Flowers was at the Springfield T-Birds game. And so you had a question about that clip. Your question was what?
Who the hell is the in-game announcer?
That would be
Patriots, defensive at number 98, Trey Flowers.
You like that? That gets Zoe fired up.
It gets me fired up. Like, get him in here. Let's get him going.
How about on the phone?
Oh.
How about on the phone? Steve in Agawam.
Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time. How you doing? Thanks for the shout-out, Zoe.
Love it, man. Love the energy.
Well, I got to tell you, I wasn't feeling very good that night, and you either ramp it way down or you ramp it way up. So we figured turn it up a couple notches.
I'd say it's a game. I'd say that's four notches, yeah. 4.5.
That's fantastic.
I was honestly just glad we got all the military stuff right, Gold Star families, all the people
awesome.
We tipped our hats to. And I think that was a part of it too. With Flowers, was we had a pretty good opening ceremony there, and the place was sold out. Place was rocking, so emotions were high. So
you were riding high too.
So a little bit of it too.
Nice. So it's like game day for you. You felt like it was a much bigger night than normal.
Those to me are the hardest nights of the season because, yeah, like I said, the military stuff. You can't screw that up. You got to get everything right. I got to get my picture taken with number six. So how cool is that?
It's kind of cool. Hey, one more question for you too. Do you think you could run circles around Mike Sarge Riley? As he does. Do you know who Sarge is?
Oh, who doesn't know who Sarge is? Of course. I respect Sarge for the work that he does. But
you take the high road. Okay.
You know, yeah. I mean, but you know, if we were both up for a job, I would, you know, slaughter him.
Nice.
Like,
Good for you, Steve.
Good job, Steve. Appreciate the call.
That was necessary.
Hey, well, thanks, guys. What's up, Hardy?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Bring this guy in.
All right, good, don't Steve. Be a stranger.
I like it. Like
you got it. See you guys.
All right, Stephen Agawam, also known as Steve Forney. He is he's the PA guy for the Springfield Thunderbirds playing at the Mass Mutual Center.
Yeah, phony right there.
Yeah.
They always go by Thunderbirds or is it T-Birds?
Which
is
T-Birds. T-Birds is
They go by T-Birds, so.
They bring the band in. Are you tough enough?
No, you do the song from Grease, too. We're going prowling, walk, talk like a T-Bird.
I watched that the other night.
I know you did.
It was on. Right when I turned it on, Beauty School Dropout was on. I'm like,
well,
it's
that's the original.
Valley.
That's the original.
I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grease 2 you can turn off.
Grease 2 is one of the worst movies ever made. Really is.
But Michelle Pfeiffer. Big screen
it's
debut.
It's not the same. Nothing like
big screen debut.
Nothing like what's her name?
For Shelley P.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I like that guy, Steve. We should get him in here a little bit. Got some energy.
We should have him in for a day just to do all kinds of things that we
should do. Liners, right?
Just give him
up next from 10 to 2, it's Zlack and Bertrand.
I'd love it.
It could be a Fred scene, just stand up the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the sidekick for Fallon.
Well, yes.
It's like our studio announcer.
Yeah.
Like Kimmel has Dickie Barrett.
Right.
You know, we could have Stephen Agawam.
Right. Like it.
Steve can sit there in Fred's seat and just do all the announcements all day long.
Think about it.
Coming up next, Coach Brad Friedel of your New England Revolution.
Friedel and the Beatle.
Coming up next, it's the head coach of, you know, you could say whoever, Brad Stevens.
Well, go ahead. We got Grandy coming up next, right? Okay, how would he do it?
All right.
Coming up next, it's the voice of the Boston Celtics, Sean Grandy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Bealitza will trigger the inbound. All eyes on Buddy Hield. Gordon Hayward, the closest one to him. Tatum will guard the inbound. And watch out for Harrison Barnes, too. Remember Bogdanovich, another shooter, fouled out. Bealitza. Trying to get it in, holding it. 4 seconds on the count. It's in to Barnes. Deep three. No good. And the Celtics win the ball game.
Wow.
You want to talk about a character building exercise over the last 27 hours for this basketball team. After everything they have been through, they lay waste to the defending world champion Golden State Warriors in Oakland. And tonight, on the second night of a back-to-back, they outlast the playoff hopeful Sacramento Kings. And Gordon Hayward is right in the middle of everything on both nights.
Yep. Want to do our clarification here, Beetle?
And real quick here on the Phil Perry tweet from minutes ago.
Phil Perry has clarified. He said, just to clarify, as I point out in the story, we had the news a couple of minutes ago from Phil Perry that Robert Kraft is being represented by Alex Spiro, who is a New York attorney, who has also represented the likes of Jay-Z, Mick Jagger, Julian Edelman. Phil says, to clarify, as I point out in the story, Spiro and William Burke were both mentioned in a court filing on February 26th. They're not recent adds to the defense team. My understanding is they've been involved since day one.
Okay, so it's day one. It's not a beefing up of, adding additional attorneys. So it's the three, along with Goldberger, have been involved from day one.
Oh, so they hired three high-powered attorneys on day one. What's the diff?
Well, I mean, the news, it read and it sounded like, okay, not only did I have two, I'm adding an additional third. That's the way it just sounded. Beefing it up.
Okay.
That's all.
It all sounds the same to me.
Well, no, I think it's different as far as timeline. You know what I mean? And
You're right.
And okay, perception. We talk about perception here all the time.
He didn't just have them. He was fully loaded day one. Ready to go.
Okay. Ready to rock and roll day one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I guess it's important to some. It all means the same thing.
I think it is perception.
There's a large, high-powered legal team that is defending him in this case. That's what's going on. Hey, if I had that kind of money, I'd do the same thing.
Damn right.
Rich guys doing rich guy things. 617-779-0985. Let's go to the, you just heard the clip of Sean Grandy. He is now joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline from Beverly Hills. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Whenever you hear about legal cases, don't you just wish you had gone to law school? Don't you
yes.
think you chose poorly?
Yes. Yes. Bad life decision.
What's up, Grandy? Wake up!
Wait, you just get up? Are you okay? Yeah. You had your breakfast yet?
Tough night at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
What's your favorite cereal?
Would you have fish eggs for breakfast?
Hours ago.
Oh.
I miss that so much. You know, my son is 7, as you guys know, so that's sort of like reliving the breakfast cereal thing is sort of a, you know, that's like more part of your childhood than an adult life where you work at night, where breakfast cereal isn't nearly as much of a part of this as it should be.
Well, cereal can be had at any time of day.
Does Max ever eat it?
I can't hear you. I'm going to put him on hold. I can't hear.
Zoe asked a question. And then waits a half a second for the answer.
And
when there is
yells.
No answer, as we all know, in 2019, cell phones are not immediate. So when he doesn't get an answer in half a second, you start talking some more.
This is a landline.
You don't.
Okay.
It's okay.
He's on a landline, though, but it's still a terrible connection.
They probably spent more money on the beds than they did the phones at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Try it again.
Isn't that where Axel Foley stayed?
Let's try it now.
Yes, with a banana pipe and a tailpipe.
Yeah. All right, it is a landline. Is there a delay? This is like one of those things when they're talking to somebody in Syria, right? On CNN?
Yes. Yeah, or in a space.
Standing there for 5 seconds waiting for the answer.
It's just a lot of static is all.
It's a lot of static and you sound very distant.
It feels like you're in a space shuttle.
All right, so Sean, Zoe didn't want to give much credit to the Celtics for that win last night. I myself very impressed with it. Second night's a back-to-back without Kyrie Irving. What did you think watching that game? Was it a worthy opponent? Do you give them credit for notching a victory, a second win in as many nights?
I think you have to. I think it's a worthy opponent. Certainly, it's the back to back. Sacramento is a borderline playoff team. They've had a really good year. They had fresh legs. The point is, you have to win games where you don't play perfectly. The Celtics didn't play perfectly last night. They turned the ball over. They missed layups, and yet. You know, they found a way to win. How many of those games, and the reason you got to give them credit for it, is because how many of those games this year have gone the other way? A lot of them. And now that you need wins to feel good about yourself, down the stretch, those are the toughest games to win.
What is the situation with Kyrie? I read into last night, thigh contusion, thigh bruise. That just feels like a night off to me for him. And Brad Stevens, post-game, we played the sound earlier, he didn't sound like he was all that well informed on what was going on and didn't, just by the tone of his voice, didn't sound thrilled with the situation.
I think it was not the way it normally happens, but I'd also point out that back-to-back games are not a normal situation. You're not with the group earlier in the day. There is no shoot-around on a back-to-back, so there isn't that normal procedure you're going through where you're checking on everybody's health. There was no shoot-around that Kyrie would have missed. So therefore, it may go later in the day, and that's how, you know, communication is done. I think we're obviously at the point, and I think he has earned this, where we are over-examining every little detail of the Kyrie experience right now. As I said, I think it's fair. He's earned it. But sometimes, you know, sitting out a second night of back-to-back or missing a game is just missing a game, and there isn't a lot more to it than that. Celtics have one more back-to-back, I think, the rest of the year. And there obviously aren't any in the playoffs, so I think this is just a matter of being smart.
But you understand the city we live in. I mean, you say, okay, he's got a leg injury here, thigh bruise. You try and remember. Do you recall? And I think NBC Sports Boston said it happened on a pick and roll with Al Horford the other night against Golden State. But do you remember any collision or anything like that?
I'll say this. It's not a collision that I remember. I remember a play in which he was moving from his left to his right near the three-point line and kind of skidded on the floor. And when that happened, and he was kind of hobbled after that, and Max and I kind of looked at each other with that look of two people like you guys bickering now all the time about the delay on the phone. Max and I now are an old married couple, but we also had that unspoken thing where we looked at each other when that happened, and our look communicated to each other, he's not playing tomorrow night. I mean, so it was hardly a surprise. Brad may have been surprised by the lateness of the day. I don't really think he was, Max and I weren't surprised he didn't play, so I really doubt that Brad was.
Okay, NBC Sports Boston just showed a still of Horford at the top of the key almost setting a pick for him and his left leg just buckling down underneath.
Looks like a knee problem, not a thigh issue.
Yeah. Look at the knee.
When did Horford hit him there?
Oh, I think he slipped.
Looks like he slipped and he twisted his left knee.
Yeah.
That's the one I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
When that happened.
Well, then we got something there. All right.
I just think, what's the big, if Kyrie sits out the back-to-back last night, and he sits out the one, I think the Celtics have one in Brooklyn at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Does that really matter in the big picture?
No, it doesn't. But it's the way it was presented seemed odd last night. Because we had said earlier, if they just came out and said, you know what, his knee's acting up a little bit, we just want to give him the rest in the back-to-back, I don't think we'd talk about it. Yeah. Like, all right, well, what are you going to do?
Well, the weird part, too, is we had Stevens post-game, and he said he hasn't even talked to Kyrie or the medical team, which was odd to us.
Yeah, raised.
With him being with
raised
the
eyebrows.
Yeah. That's all.
Listen, when I say he's earned the scrutiny, I mean he's earned the scrutiny. This is the world we live in. Every word is going to be looked at, every behavior, every decision to play or not play, and that's going to be the way it goes the rest of the way.
All right, Sean, appreciate your efforts to get on that landline. And,
go hit the pool.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
See, how could I know ahead of time that the landline wasn't going to be any good? I'm doing my...
I'm legitimately
to thank you for that, even though it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I could be in the sun, I could be at the pool, I could be
go
in
to
LA,
pool.
I could be anywhere. I chose to find a landline because of my commitment to you.
And Beto was thanking you.
Wasn't
yeah. being, he was being sincere.
I wasn't being a wise ass. I was being genuine.
And as am I. I think this is just a moment where we can all come together and not yell at each other about delays on the phone. And
here's the thing with Grandy. Even when he agrees with you, it sounds like an argument.
That's
my problem, I know.
That's a tonality thing.
That's why Max and I work so well. That's why you two work so well.
There you go.
All right,
buddy.
Sean. Thank you.
See you guys.
Because if I were Sean, I would blow us off in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
be like,
Beverly Hills right now.
I hate that stuff.
What? Can't hear you guys.
Yes. At the club pool.
Boom, boom, boom. What are they?
I tried calling you earlier. What number did you dial? That's
741. They got two nights in L.A.
That's
pretty good. Tonight, tomorrow night.
Just to get out of the cold. Beverly Wilshire was the Axel Foley Hotel, right? Oh, the banana in a tailpipe, right? It was a Beverly Wilshire, I think.
I thought it was just the Beverly Hills Hotel. I don't even know if it's a real hotel that they use in the movie.
Yeah, nothing like sitting in an undercover car right across the street from the entrance.
Alex is in the car. Let me jump back to the phones
before
we get headlines. Hi, Alex.
Gentlemen, just had a quick question. Sorry if it's a poorly worded one. The craft news has gone out of the rate around New England.
Yeah.
I just heard that he has, three high powers?
Yes,
that's
that three that we know of. Yes,
yes, had
three that
one.
Are
yes.
probably running their own law firms at this point. Just wondering if there's any developments that happened aside from this just being a misdemeanor case, or if there's any other information that may have slid under the radar recently, or if this is just damage control to stop the TMZ tape from coming out, or if you think there's something more to this, or if he's just rich and he wants to lawyer up.
No, I think he's just rich and he can lawyer up. That's what I think it is. I think anybody with his means would do the same thing.
When you step in something, you get in trouble, you find the best people to help you. That's what you do.
Yep.
Circle it up. Circle the wagons.
But you can read into it as to what kind of fight they want to put up. If you want to just
go into
the diversion program and get rid of it and move on,
right,
then you wouldn't need all these guys.
And
but
you
hire these
do.
Guys because you want to fight it.
Right.
You want to either get the case dismissed or get to a not guilty finding.
I mean, that's what you're aiming for. Every time there's new news on this, it comes up again. We haven't talked about it. There's no new news, but, standard procedure was said that the defendant would have to be there in court, which is not the case.
Axel stays at the Beverly Palm Hotel, which is a made-up hotel.
Nice.
Now, you're thinking of the Beverly Wilshire, which is from Pretty Woman.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's right.
Neither one. The hotel that he's staying in real life is the Biltmore Hotel, which is in downtown L.A.
It's all very important.
But in the movie, Beverly Palm Hotel. Okay?
Thank you, Hardy.
Everybody good?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Palm.
Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50. We'll get back to your calls next. Also, some horrible, horrible news on Alex Trebek.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yesterday, this is off the beaten path, but wanted to mention this. Alex Trebek announced that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which he said in his own words in a video that he released online that the outlook is not encouraging in these situations for him. Did you see the reaction on social media yesterday? Did you see the reaction in general? Is there anybody that would rival that in terms of just across the board recognition and sadness over someone announcing something like that?
Yeah, he's so household, meaning like nobody doesn't know what Alex Trebek is, right?
Well, he's just universally respected. Yeah. I don't even know if it's
Captain Smooth.
You can't think of anybody the same way. Not Pat Sajak, not even Bob Barker. He's in a different class, man, because Jeopardy is it.
His delivery is phenomenal.
Jeopardy is the gold standard.
So I tried to think of it this way. Is there anyone else in television that could announce something like that and you would have a universal reaction to? I don't think it's the case.
I don't think Dick Clark, maybe in his heyday, like something like, I mean, that's the only thing I could, people like, young people now will say like Ryan Seacrest or like
Kelly Ripa. There are people that don't like one. There are people that don't like Ryan Seacrest. Right. There are people that don't like Kelly Ripa.
I can't think of anybody.
Who's got an issue with Alex Trebek?
Nobody. Do you watch Jeopardy?
I grew up in a house where Jeopardy was watched every single night. Where that was just what was on.
Yeah. That's what my kids will say.
Since I branched out and had kids, I don't.
Do I watch? Yes. Do I watch it every single night? No. It's just impossible.
Right.
But
if I'm
sitting there and I'm around, yes, it's on. Yes, we watched Jeopardy.
Like two nights ago, whenever the Bruins and Lightning played. Okay. That was not a live Jeopardy night, but we recorded every night. Last night was two episodes.
You're a Jeopardy recorder.
Yeah. Now, tonight may not be a live one. Again, early Bruins start, but we'll make up for it tomorrow night.
So for bleeps and giggles, I'll tell you what, though, you guys sit around and watch it.
I feel like
watch generally either during dinner or before, right after, and we'll watch either live or do a couple of episodes back to back to make up for it.
So hearing this news yesterday, it makes me want to do that. It makes me want to DVR it and have it there every single night.
Well, when they do, like, they just did that, like, Champions Tournament, and it makes it that much more enjoyable because we knew all these people. It's like, oh, I remember when Alex Jacob was on, or you remember when Buzzy was on, and, they did the teams and they did the picks. I mean, it was pretty cool. But the one thing about Alex is that he's not afraid to goof on the contestants a little bit. Because you're on Jeopardy, chances are you're probably, pretty sharp when it comes to stuff like this. But every once in a while, a category that will come across that will stymie the contestants, as was the case recently, the category of football.
Oh, I know, like the option. Wasn't that like the option? And he was making,
I believe the option
he
is,
was quietly making fun. You sure the quarterback that pitches the ball?
I believe option is the first answer. I think we can listen to the entire category without stopping because it doesn't take long because, as you will hear, not only are there no correct answers,
Nobody ever even buzzes in.
Morons.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Jesus.
Dallas Cowboys? Do you think we should go to commercial?
Yes.
Ryan?
Take it on to 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled. Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out.
Pause. Pause 1 second. Now, this one I can
see. This is a hard one.
Yeah. Well,
offsetting.
Yeah. Offsetting. But this one you could trip people up.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh.
Was it a clip or a holding?
Yeah.
You get specific
on
the
call. No. Because in the way it's worded, and it's like, the penalty, they cancel each other out. It's, what offsetting.
How many men are on the set? Brian, there's Brian.
There's three contestants. Not one of them.
You ever watch Jeopardy?
Yeah.
I think there's one. No, I know. I'm saying of the three, how many are they?
There's
all
two
men?
Guys.
Oh, I have no
two
idea.
Two guys.
There's one, and
one's
there's,
got a bow tie
there's
on.
One more after this.
One guy's got a bow tie. Figures.
And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue just for the fun of it. Jimmy?
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
Purple people ears.
If you guys...
Well...
Oh, what? Did it cut off there?
No. He said something here. We can listen to it, but obviously this was some time ago. Jim, go ahead and play it.
What did he say?
Ring in and get this one. I will die. Who are the purple people eaters? We're going to take a break.
What's wrong with entering that? Why? Because he's facing a life-threatening illness?
Yeah, like he called it.
No,
like
come
Shaughnessy.
On.
Shaughnessy killed George Michael.
Alex Trebek did not kill
you can
himself.
Still play that. The last two, you could give him a pass on. Okay, you don't know the purple people.
Right,
eaters,
you don't
right?
know the... Right.
You don't know the term offsetting penalties. Yeah. But Tom Landry? The option? And like most Jeopardy clues, or some Jeopardy clues, they give you a hint... in the clue as to what the answer is. You may choose to answer this one or not, but the quarterback can either pass or pitch back.
Like, you got to be a real under-the-rock moron to not get the Dallas Cowboys. You could have said Tom Landry was the first coach to use what? It was computers.
Cowboys, that's just it. Tom Landry. It's the Cowboys. Anyway.
I like to be.
So, wish the best to Alex Trebek. Big fan. Big fan of Alex Trebek. And he vows to fight it. He vows to, you know... conquer it, and we wish him the best in that, and anyone else who's fighting something similar that's fighting cancer, because if you know anyone that's ever had to deal with that, you know how much that sucks.
Especially that one.
Yep. So,
and, but the fact is, we were going to, and you know, just from a Jeopardy standpoint,
yeah,
Alex Trebek is 78 years
old. Who would
old.
Know? He looks so good.
And he's so, I mean, just on
LA,
top of it,
sun.
And he's, no, just...
Nice weather.
Everything. Fit. He's got everything. He never stumbles on a question. He never hiccups. He goes down the line. He's very methodical.
And
they
start
precise.
Saying all those French words with such grace. Man, it's perfect. And he has a level of mystique to him, right? You don't really know.
Most interesting man of the
he's
world.
He's got that going on a little bit.
He should do the Dos Equis commercials.
He does. Yep. We get to today's takeaways next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give. We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor advises you to drop some weight because of health concerns, get the Waken 180 Weight Loss today at one of their five locations. Check it all out at Waken180WeightLoss.com.
To the takeaways we go.
All right.
To the takeaways.
Did the Ravens have their press conference for the tight end they signed,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Hardy and Zoe were arguing at the start of the show today. Zoe came in very hot, very agitated.
I wonder why.
He was very upset that we had to move the show from Warrior today to home base, Town Fair Tire Studios.
No, I love being here.
Shout out Town Fair Tire. Had to go there yesterday. Hit a pothole. Bad.
Did you? Nice.
Bad. But anyway, I don't know why you were upset. I get that, you know, we had to make a late change and you had to drive across town, but you would much rather be here.
Oh, God.
We always would much rather be here.
I love being here. Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the end result's pretty good. You're probably going to get home faster today, right?
Whatever. Same. No, yeah, I will. No, I'll get home faster.
Yeah, not dealing with the parking garage or any of that stuff.
Oh, God. People coming out. Yeah.
You know. All right. So Hardy and Zoe sort of got a little.
Hardy was bitchy today. Hardy's a little bitchy today.
If I were to tell you 3 days ago, you know what? Not only are they going to go out west, but they're going to win back-to-back games, and one of them they're going to win without Kyrie Irving. You're telling me you're not impressed with that and give them a lot of credit?
No, I would believe that because of how they have played when Kyrie's not there and the fact that they actually have talent. It wouldn't surprise me if they went two in a row.
Against
what has this team not gotten up for either Cleveland or Golden State during the regular season for a single matchup, a one-night thing?
I just think you're not putting it in proper context of where they're at
Houston,
in this season.
Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
There's your example.
Okay, they're going to finals.
No, there's an example where they didn't get up for a game. Houston at home.
Yeah.
Sunday. Yeah. That was, four days ago.
So I give them credit for, putting that behind them quickly because that could have turned worse. So there you go.
I don't know. I don't want to take anything away from him today.
Then don't. I came in hot. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm bitchy.
God. I was bitchy there.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
That was awful.
I don't.
Okay. Well, we can go home.
I don't want to
turn around and go home.
No, I'm gonna work.
That's not working. When you come in,
like
you don't
care. Take, though, but
you're
I'm
not
right.
doing your job.
That team should go and run circles around some teams in this league with that young talent. Yeah, they got nice old young talent, but Jesus, Tatum, Brown, come on.
Would you kill them if they lost to the Sacramento Kings?
No. I think we even said that before our show ended yesterday. It's not actually going to be about the score where they
win. Would you kill them if they didn't show up for the game?
Yes. Yes.
Well, they showed up and they won.
They could have showed up, played hard, and lost, and we wouldn't have killed them today. That's all.
We didn't get to this today, but I still want to use it as my takeaway today.
Okay.
Just because it is Mike Francesa. I don't know what this is. I think Zoe knows what this is.
I know what he's doing, but I don't know who he's talking about.
Well, I know what he's doing, too. Absolutely.
I don't know who the... What are you talking?
I just heard it, and I didn't...
Right. We'll see if Zoe knows.
Okay. I don't know what it is, and I've only listened to about half of it, but I thought it was too good not to share. This is from the Mike Francesa show.
29-109-319, 28-118-302, 33-94-313, 27-107-314, 29-89-287, 39-103-298, 23-97-280.
Home runs, doubles, batting average?
No. What? You're on the right track.
Age?
Home runs, RBI.
Okay.
Batting average. Am I right?
It's so confusing.
Has to be.
I don't know.
Has to be those three things.
Say it again. Can we? Let's do it again.
I don't know who he's talking.
It don't really matter.
It's such good radio.
Who is he talking?
29-109-319, 28-118-302, 33-94-313, 27-107-314, 29-89-287, 39-103-298, 23-97-280.
Who's the guy that imitates him?
I would assume he's talking about Bryce Harper, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, my God.
What?
Who's the guy that imitates him and does him? Damn it.
Can you play it again?
29-109-319, 28-118-302, 33-94-313, 27-107-314, 29-89-287.
It's someone with home runs.
39-103-298, 23-97-280.
Yeah. I'm looking at the teams in New York.
The last one's batting average. The middle one's RBI. First one's home runs.
Yeah, but who's he talking about?
Wait, did he say 23-97-280?
29-109-319, 28-118-302, 33-94-3.
I know who it is.
Oh.
It's Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano. I'm the Yankees.
27-107-314.
It's Robinson Cano.
29-89-287.
I went to the Mets roster. I started clicking on guys. Yeah. I looked at Cespedes, not Cespedes. I'm looking. I'm like, who hits home runs? Jesus. Who would hit home runs that he'd be talking about in New York? It's Robinson Cano.
39-103-298, 23-97-280.
That was 17.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And 18 was 10-50-303.
Yeah, he's good.
I'd like to get to my takeaway for today.
Oh,
I know exactly where you're going.
Very excited when Derek from Foxborough called the show. So here's Derek.
What's
up there?
Yeah, well, you know, given that it's National Cereal Day, I thought I'd chime in.
Of course.
So I agree with you on the Crunch Berries. Uh-huh. But see, I don't go with the regular Crunch Berries. I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
Oh.
That's so much better. Those yellow bits are disgusting.
So you will take the berries out of the cereal?
No, they sell it.
They sell them.
They sell the separated berries. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of the big supermarkets don't have it, but if you go to like a Walmart, they'll sell them. And yeah, so just the berries.
Yeah, I think at that point you've got tricks, do you not?
No, it's so much better than the tricks. The tricks aren't as sexy as the Crunch Berries.
Oh, the tricks are for kids.
Well, you have to look for them at Walmart because oftentimes that has to be prescribed by a doctor. This is not over the counter type of cereal. Need you to prescribe me berries only Crunch
Berries.
Sexy.
I also like how he called it Walmart.
I liked Walmart.
That was
fine. Fava beans and some Kante.
I need some kind of device to remove the berries. I'm going to look at Shopper's image and try Shopper's image. So I don't have to go to the Walgreens.
You got to go to a Walmart.
Let's flip it through
the
Montgomery Wards.
Wider selection of the cereals. Yeah.
The Montgomery Wards.
I like how he studied this. He's like, gone to local supermarkets to take a survey.
Well, Zoe, not above getting a bargain. Loves finding a deal.
Yeah.
And you'll know this, though. Walgreens, CVS especially, is a hell of a cereal deal.
Is that right?
And if you get your CVS.
You know what you got to do? You got to buy in bulk.
CVS
you buy cereal in bulk, it's dirt cheap.
I tell you what.
If you go to like a Walmart, they'll sell them.
But if you're just walking down the aisle.
Use that for a lot of things.
Walking down the aisle, sometimes you'll say, hey, Fruity Pebbles, $1.99.
Two for four.
I'm in here for Advil.
Berries are more sex.
I like to go there to get it. And I put the milk in and I stir the milk to make a cereal soft. Good job, Derek. Where's Felger and Mass?
Great calls. They're probably down at the studio at the Garden. It's a Bruins game day.
Hope the Wi-Fi works.
Right? Yeah, so you'll be hearing from them coming up right now after these headlines.
Coming up next.
Have a great rest of your day.
Our suction.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.